Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to start today by talking about PPP Round 2, how this Albany accountant says business should be preparing. What are the guidelines?
Yep, businesses with fewer than 300 employees that have seen revenue drop due to the pandemic will be eligible for the second Paycheck Protection Program loan under the new stimulus package. We chatted with James Lozano. He's partner at BST & Co. and leader of the CFO for Hire division. He says there's a big need for the second round of PPP, and clients have already reached out about the revised program. It's not clear just yet when businesses can start applying, but Lozano has some tips for how businesses can just begin to prepare. Like the original PPP, applicants will have between 8 and 24 weeks to use the funds, with at least 60% going toward payroll and the rest toward eligible expenses like rent and utilities. The new loans are capped at $2 million compared to the $10 million in the first round. They also must show at least a 25% drop in revenue from the fourth quarter of 2019 to the same period of 2020. Most PPP borrowers can receive a loan up to 2.5 times their average monthly payroll cost, which is the same as the first round, with a maximum loan capped at $2 million. Hotels and restaurants and other hospitality businesses can get up to 3.5 times their average monthly payroll cost this time, though they will still be subjected to the $2 million maximum. Lozano expects there will be a slightly different application this time around, with more boxes to check. The deadline for all new loans is March 31st. Lozano also suggests checking with your lender as soon as possible to see if they plan to participate in the program again, as some may choose to opt out this round.
From there, let's look at a new state law that looks at small business lending.
That's right. This new state law should make it easier for small businesses to compare rates between fintech and other non-traditional lenders. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Small Business Truth in Lending Act last week. It requires all alternative financing companies to clearly disclose the cost of borrowing to small business clients. Under the new law, alternative lenders must detail the cost of financing transactions of less than $500,000, including the finance charge, the annual percentage rate, and the repayment and prepayment policies. The law is meant to help small businesses make more informed financial decisions and prevent lenders from using the fine print to lead borrowers into debt based on false pretenses. The Responsible Business Lending Coalition, which supported the bill, estimates that small businesses across New York could save between $369 million and $1.75 billion a year because they will be able to see more clearly how much it costs to borrow the money in total. Anthony Gatti, president and CEO of Upstate New York Black Chamber of Commerce, said the law would help Black business owners in particular who have found it difficult to get approved for traditional bank loans. The Federal Reserve estimates that Black-owned businesses are at least twice as likely to use alternative financing products as white-owned businesses. New York is the second state to require lenders to clearly disclose terms to borrowers seeking small business loans. California had passed a similar law in 2018.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. For more, you can head to albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks as always, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks.